True Story, Part 1. Now it's time for this month's True Story.
In 2012, when Malala Yousafzai was 15 years old, terrorists tried to kill her. Here is her story.
Malala. She's a role model. Malala was born on the 12th of July, 1997, in Mingora, Pakistan.
Mr. Yousafzai, you must be disappointed that you have a daughter, not a son. Not at all. I love Malala. I'm proud to be her father.
In 2004, Malala is 7 years old. Like almost all Pakistanis, she is a Muslim.
Please, Allah, protect my family and make this a good day.
Malala's brothers are called Kushal and Atal.
Our neighbor's son has a beautiful new cradle. Will you buy one for Atal?
Atal can sleep in your old cradle, Malala. Kushal slept in it too. We want to treat all of you equally. Some people think boys are more important than girls, but we believe you are all special. I'm going to work. I have to mend a door before class begins.
Dad is very clever. He knows how to mend things and be the head teacher too.
Stop it, Kushal. I won't read you a story tonight.
Work at school, Malala. I never learned to read or write.
Look, Moniba. Dad gave me a toy phone. I love it. Wow, pink, my favorite color.
In the morning, the children salute the flag of Pakistan.
I hope the teacher asks me to recite the poem. I hope she asks me. You always get good marks.
During break.
My father says that girls shouldn't play. Girls should stay at home to cook and have children.
Well, my father is the head teacher of this school and he defends girls' rights. Come on, let's play.
Throw the ball hard, Moniba.
One day, Malala takes some rubbish to the dump.
I hope I don't see any rats. Oh, no. That poor girl.
She returns home.
I've never seen that girl at school.
She helps her family by sorting and selling rubbish.
That's so sad.
In October 2005.
Quick! Everyone leave the classroom! It's an earthquake!
Oh, I was so worried. But you are safe and well. Allah be praised.
We are going to start a collection for the people who lost everything in the earthquake.
I will find some blankets. Malala's father takes aid to the victims.
Be careful. Some roads have been destroyed.
I put in two of my books for the children.
Bye.